The views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of this station, JVC Broadcasting, management, or its sponsors.
Healthy Lifestyle with Lorianne is brought to you by Northwell Health. Visit them online at northwell.edu. Welcome to Healthy Lifestyle. I am Lorianne Kasdia. Our goal here at Healthy Lifestyle is to inspire, educate, and empower you to fulfill a healthy, emotional, spiritual, and physical life so you can feel empowered to live the life you have always wanted and dreamed. Well, welcome, welcome, welcome. It's a beautiful day today, and today you know her. You love her, our very own Christine Hart from The Mindful Heart, the author extraordinaire. Welcome to the show.
Why, thank you. Thank you. So good to be back.
I'm so glad that you're here. And because we had so much fun on the show with Linda Marie Paul from the Crescent Beach Club, she stopped by to be on your show this time. So welcome, welcome, welcome back. Behave this time.
I can't promise.
Okay. I love that.
My middle name might be troubled.
Might be. I guarantee it's in gold. It's etched. So, Christine, you've been an educator for over 25 years. You're an avid reader and a lifelong learner. That's true. You're a Reiki master. That's wonderful. Minister, a meditation coach, and mindful teacher. And you're always up for adventure. You're fun. You laugh. And we all giggle together.
Yes.
So, she may have to be. Yes. Yeah. She may have to be part of the red polka dotted or yellow polka dotted bikini club this coming summer.
Cool. We're having that, yes.
Oh, I'll get a red one.
We'll explain it to you. We're all going to matchy-match. Remember those pictures, those old pictures like from the 50s and all the women all matched, and that's what we're going to do.
Yeah.
Love.
I know.
I'll have to have a different body by then.
Yeah. You and me both. Welcome to that club. Yeah.
Well, but they'll all be different shapes and sizes, so it'll be couture just for you.
Nice,
whatever looks best for you.
Yeah.
Love.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just the color combination and the polka dots.
And we love because we love polka dots.
Yes. I love polka dots.
And
so does Deborah, our bestie, who's not here right now, but she will be at our pasta dinner.
Yes,
at a pasta dinner. So she's out.
How does it look eating and interviewing?
We're on the radio.
Facebooking.
Oh, well, that's true. Yeah. Hi, guys. Hello, everybody on Facebook. You'll have to deal that day. That's
You'll
all.
You'll be so hungry.
You will be. I'm hungry just talking about it.
I know.
So enough about that. Let's talk about something so incredibly exciting.
Yeah.
You are a published author. Congratulations.
I'm clapping because I'm so proud of myself,
you
too.
You should be.
It's beautiful.
You should be. You really went through quite the process to do this. And I'm loving the story you said when you came into the studio about the different editions of your book. And the name of the book is?
Oh, it's called The Heart Method.
Yes.
A 21-day guided meditation program.
Yes.
And it's created by me, Christine Hart.
Wow.
And actually, I should actually honor all the people who inspired me, all the people I've read. And I know I've shared this with you before, but you are pivotal for this to be in physical form.
Don't make me cry.
But I'm serious. When I started working with you, I was working on just being... just is such a belittling word.
It's a limiting word.
I was thinking I'm going to be a speaker. I love to speak. I love to entertain. I used to do stand-up comedy. And I thought that's where I was going.
Really? Because the last time you were here, you were like doing stand-up comedy, both of you.
Us now.
Yeah, and kind of lost control of the show, hoping that's not going to happen today.
And then I realized, because of you, and I will say this every single time, I had a book in me, which I always knew. We all have books or a book in us. And I always knew I was a writer. And it took working with you for this to flow. I actually wrote the book in 3 weeks. But it sat for 2 years because I didn't know what to do next. That's the one way you get frozen. And then I kind of pushed it off.
That's not unusual. I see that often with my clients, is that there comes a point in a process that you get paralyzed. And that's why I really encourage, whether it me or someone else, to have a mentor to kind of get you off of that comfy couch and push you over that cliff to allow you to take that big leap and jump of faith. So, and I had seen the process and watched you through the process. It was fun because at the beginning you were writing a little and sending me little pieces to look at and stuff. And then then all of a sudden one day, and I don't remember what it was, and maybe you do, but all of a sudden one day you just went, and you just kept writing and you wouldn't stop
Couldn't stop.
And it just came out and it was so natural and so wonderful. And being able to help people learn how to meditate. And weren't you saying, I believe in the last show, you said that you need to learn how to meditate.
You do. I have a challenge with it.
And this book is a really good start.
I can't wait
to do that. Yeah.
I can't wait to go online and purchase it. That's okay.
Oh, my thank you.
I cannot wait.
You can go to Amazon right now.
Okay.
And where are we going? No, really do it.
Yeah, okay.
No, right now. Okay. Well, it's got right card. Here.
Except I can't do two things at once that way.
Yeah, she's not really good at multitasking.
Or any other things, but not typing.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
I can do a lot of things at the same time.
We're having a conversation, and I was like, take a note. And she goes, no, I don't do that. And I was like, why? She goes, hold on. And she's like, I hear her going click, 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 click. And I'm like, what are you doing? And
like, don't
she keeps shushing me. And then all of a sudden I hear clink, clink on my phone, and she had texted me. But she couldn't text me and talk to me at the same time.
And then stupid spell check. And like, I know that's not the way you spell it. So click, 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 click backwards. And then I go forwards. And then, God forbid, someone changes what they're saying. I am not a note taker. Yeah, this was big, David. And then it happens to presence.
So you walk people through how to meditate, right? And if you've never done it before, or if you have done it a lot.
Sure.
So you put all the different levels in, right?
Yeah. And one of the things I really want to impress upon people is there's no right way to meditate. Because I get that so much. I don't know how to meditate. I don't do it right. That's not true. Mm-hmm. There are so many different ways that we can meditate.
Yeah.
And one of the most beautiful things is, I forgot where I picked this up from. When you truly embrace it, your day could be filled with meditation.
Yeah.
Letting people in traffic, smiling at the cashier, teeny tiny things, just connecting.
Meditations could be as short as 17 seconds and they're just as effective as an hour and a half.
Yep.
And so,
I got that.
17 seconds. And then you like the feeling, you know, like what came to me during the meditation. Now I want to meditate even more. And I do meditate anyway, because I have to stop all the chatter in my head. So that's the only way. You have chatter in your head?
I'm just thinking after this, we all have to go eat and go have a cocktail.
And have some chowder.
I think so.
Chowder to stop the chatter.
She's saying chatter. I'm like, can I say that? I'm like, we should go. What's everybody doing after this? I think we need to go out and have a drink and eat.
Okay, officially lost control again. Back to your meditation book. Oh, my God. Michael, we may have to move the studio.
That's so county.
I'll cut it in half.
That would be convenient.
We could go on the preserve, take a nice walk.
That's a form of meditation.
Oh, I love doing that.
Walking in nature. Yeah. See, we could segue.
Yeah, that was good. Way to take control, Teach. Took it right back.
Somebody grab the steering wheel again.
Somebody's got to, Michael. Clearly, it's not me anymore.
But that is one of the forms that I speak about.
Yeah.
And one of my favorite things to do with the book, and you're hilarious, is when I'm sharing my book with other people, I say, you know what we're going to do? I'm just going to flip to a page.
Oh, yeah.
And we're going to see what we got. This synchronicity, this is the same page I flipped on. I wonder if it's just like the natural point of the book.
Or just us.
Which is day 7, you are valuable. So you'd get a brief reminder of what you should be focusing
it's
on
a
for
mantra.
That day.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then
our affirmation.
What could you do that day for you that reminds you that you're valuable? And then a speaking point. Can you write, draw, speak? What did you do for you today? How did it feel? Mm-hmm. It's really important to record it. And morning ritual, even though this is the book that's filled with errors, in the beginning of the book, I walk you through so many different ways to meditate, and you simply pick what resonates with you, and that's what you're going to practice every day for 21 days.
Wow. And if it doesn't feel good while you're doing it, pick another one.
That's it.
Pick another one. And you just pick one until you find one that you're like, ooh, this is the one. Because I do Kundalini yoga, so that's a form of meditation.
Right.
And there are some kriyas, they're called kriyas, that I enjoy more than others. Mm-hmm. And there's one I started recently and I was like, yeah, no, I don't want to do this one.
Right.
You know, because I was halfway through it and I'm like, oh my God, is it over yet? That's not a good meditation. saying. So you know, you shift into a different meditation, one that works for you. It was probably not the one I needed. Mm-hmm. So the one that I needed actually ended up coming to me, resonated. And that's the one. Yeah, definitely resonated, and it comes to you, and then it just gets placed in front of you. You know, mm-hmm. YouTube comes up, and all of a sudden there's a Kriya in front of you. Well, who does that? How does that even happen? You know, but it was the one that I really needed. It was the messaging that I needed. So mm-hmm. So meditating is a really good thing. What does it do for us to meditate, Christina?
Oh my God. It's incredible. It's physical, it's mental, it's spiritual. It's just takes you to a different place. It brings you back to who you are, how we're all connected, the one, the breath. The breath is really, really, really the start of it all. We're breathing the same. The air that we've been breathing has been around since the beginning of time. Mm-hmm. So think of all the greats who have breathed the same air. We're
English
we're
teacher,
breathing.
Right?
No, yeah. Reading.
Oh, reading teacher. Oh,
sorry,
reading.
Poor English teachers. You correct too much. I'm all about, oh, that's wonderful, honey. I love what you wrote. Now bring it to your English teacher.
She'll fix it.
She'll dig it.
But just when you think about that, like we're breathing the same air as Gandhi, as mm-hmm. Mother Teresa, as MLK, as wow. all these incredible people. And it's just always been around.
Yeah.
So we're just recycling it and we're breathing it in and it's changing us. So I just find the breath to be such a great place to start with breathing. Like you said, the 17 seconds. Yeah.
Yeah. That is so beautiful. That's so profound. Just the thought of that we are breathing in the life of someone else through us, and then we get to now mix it with ourselves and then get to share it with everyone. It's so beautiful.
Yeah, when we're all breathing the same type of positive energy, we're just lifting, like we're all the same. Even the person that is not behaving as they should, and who knows what they're hurting, like can we see past it? Can we use our compassion?
Yeah, usually people are challenged when they're in those cranky moods and you know, their cranky pants, as I call them. They're having a challenging day. So sometimes just being able to smile at them, it actually kilters them off, and you'll actually see them physically like, why is she smiling at me?
Right.
And then it may give them time to pause and go, oh, well, I have been a little cranky today, so let me try to be a little nicer.
Yeah.
And just holding the door, even if somebody's having a bad day, or just those little tiny things that we do for one another aren't so little sometimes. Sometimes that's the difference between having a great day and a good day, or a better day than it started out. We can change our days in the middle of it. Mm-hmm. We don't have to wait till tomorrow. Mm-hmm. It's like starting a diet. Oh, I had this piece of candy, so now for the rest of the day, I'm just going to go crazy. Just restart it. Right. And we can restart every minute, every second. That's why you're starting a whole day again. Yesterday doesn't exist anymore. Mm. And you can't change it anyway. And no rear view mirrors. And you just look forward and you just keep breathing and doing the meditation and quieting your mind. Mm-hmm. And because we all come pre-wired with everything we need. So that going back inside allows that voice, that little person in ourselves, that guiding mechanism within ourselves, to really come up and show itself to us. And it tells us. So that's why my purpose has always been within me. That's why it came out during meditation. Because it's like, okay, you're ready for it.
Right.
You know,
the
you're listening.
Bright light comes to shine.
Beautiful, yeah. And that's how you know, you ever look at someone who's like, why are they so happy? I want to be like them. And you gravitate to them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
People will gravitate to you, especially if you're meditating. You're going to see people gravitating to you because you're already elevating and your light is getting bigger. And when your light gets bigger around you, that aura that some people talk about, when that gets bigger, it just becomes it starts to like hug people. Mm-hmm. And people just start coming to you. They don't know why, but they really just want to hang out with you. You know, and you're like that, just so easy. And you're like that, you know, thanks. Linda Marie, you're like that. Christine, you're like that. And you just want to gravitate, you know, you want to gravitate. And of course, Michael is.
Yes, Michael Joseph.
Yeah. You love using
both of
his names.
He didn't share our bologna sandwich, though.
It's okay. He doesn't have to share, but we'll share our pasta when we have our pasta meeting. But it's just great. I mean, how does it feel to be a published author, Christine?
Yeah. She's glowing. You are.
Well, she should.
You know what's interesting?
And thank you, by the way, for those kind words. It was very nice, but you did all the work.
Well, I mean,
I just did what I do, which is help you find the purpose and kind of get you off the couch.
Right, which is huge.
Yeah.
It feels like a sense of obviously accomplishment, but I don't also want to get caught up with resumes, like when people like kind of list all their credentials, which I know adds clout and I know it adds weight to maybe what they're sharing. But how many times have you come across someone who has all these credentials and all this quote unquote clout, and it's false or it's untrue or they can't maintain it? So for this for me was huge because it was in me and I birthed it. And it's my hope and my prayer that it helps people. Mm. I just want to help people.
But this is what you do with your kids.
Yeah.
This is what you do with your students.
I love them.
And you give them this gift. And just think, if we all had these tools when we were their age, when we were teenagers, can you imagine what we could have already done?
Right.
I mean, we're doing magical things now at our ages, our respective ages. Can you just imagine? So when I see my son just use some of the terminology or do something or say the universe, although I know he's making fun of me.
he's an amazing young man.
Oh, thank you. Yes. They're just so much better. So if what you're doing is such a gift to them and they don't even realize it, that you're really giving them leaps and bounds over other people who don't, and allowing them to vibrate higher, and they're going to see their success so much quicker, because how could you not? How could you not?
My favorite compliment is when the kids come into the room, they go, just feels good in here. Especially my newbies, like the beginning of the school year. Miss Hart, I wish I was in your room every day. I'm like, oh, thank you. Because it's like, all I want to do is just love you and lift you and guide you and let, you know, you be you. You know, I'll embrace it all.
Yeah, and you do that with the teachers too, though, because you help them with their professional development. Mm-hmm. So she does presentations of professional development to the schools, to the teachers in the school, and they actually they kill themselves to try to get in her presentation.
I bet.
Because they want to, you know, they come out, they're all warm and fuzzy. They have their I just did the Long Island warm and fuzzy. They just, you could just see they're glowy, and because they're doing something, one, for themselves. Mm. Two, it's a good thing. It makes you feel good. You're around good people. You're doing happy stuff, and the negativity goes out. And you just, there's no place when you're in a room, there's no negativity. There's something about you that just goes, it just pops it all out.
Yeah. Now, is it just for your school district, or do you do this? You can travel to different school districts and help other people businesses.
I did a corporate event, my first corporate event over the summer. I was super excited. There was only 6 people on Zoom, and I had an hour. So I remember speaking to the person I coordinated with. I said, okay, let's shoot for 45. I want to read the people.
Yeah.
Because if I believe in quality over quantity. Is that the
correct
saying? Yep. Good.
Perfect.
So it went beautifully because I could see it. And I always bring my angel cards, and I left them in the car.
Oh, you always pull an angel card.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. I think because I was more concerned about time. I'm like, I'm gonna go. And just to see that I can reach out to the corporate world, which I know I'm meant to be on stage. I just, you know, when you see it, you know what's happening.
Oh, yeah.
I'm in the process. The biggest audience I had was 700, and it was like air. And I had them eating out of my hand. Like, you could hear a pin drop. I'm like, oh, this is going well. And I knew who to thank. I'm like, thank you.
That is good. It's a great feeling, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's a great. And when you touch other people's lives like that in such a profound way, and you send people off to do more research and get, you know, more information about meditation or tapping or Reiki or whatever you're speaking about, because you really speak the gamut on a lot of things, self-care items that are real important. You're a mentor in your own right in what you do with everybody. So I love that you go out there and you're not shy, and you love speaking with people. And when you come into yourself and stop being shy, you're going to be amazing. No, it's
young lady,
Missy. I love that you reach out outside of yourself and you really encourage everyone, and you're chasing that dream. You're following that dream, and you're doing it at all costs.
Mm-hmm.
And I love that, because that's really, you're making a commitment to yourself, because that is your purpose. Your purpose is to be up on stage.
Mm-hmm.
Your purpose is to guide the people, and your purpose is to give them tools like this. You have a second book in?
I do. I want to use the ocean as my inspiration, because I love, that's my place. I love the ocean. That's why I can't wait to go to the Crescent Beach Club.
Right.
Come to ocean for dinner.
And I was thinking, you know how the cards are created? And this has come to me a few times. I would love to have affirmation cards all based on the ocean, the creatures, and that's been swirling around.
So you're making affirmation cards around the ocean and the beach?
Yeah, and I'd like to do a calendar book too. And I know it's a big challenge, but you know what? I'm up for it.
You're up for it.
I don't think it's
a
challenge. It's actually, it's very natural. It's just, it's actually flowing beautifully through you.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, without a doubt.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
So those are the two things that I really would like to focus on.
Well, we're ready for it. I got my credit card out. I'm on it.
Good girl. Two copies.
That's right. Buy one and give one to someone who needs it.
Yes.
Oh, as a gift.
That's a great idea.
Yes. I think you should always buy four. Two. Yeah. 20 Christmas That's presents.
Right. Yeah. Christmas and Hanukkah presents.
And we're almost end of time, so I just want to say this, that Lorianne, you're just such a beautiful person.
Aww.
And it's so lovely that the more I get to know you and now getting to be here today with you, just it's you hear it and you see it and we get to share a little bit more with each other. It's so beautiful how she helps so many people, and just her being her helped you to produce this. And now you're helping so many people in the world.
Yeah.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah. And I get to have a little bit to do with it. Just a little tiny bit.
It's like a spark.
Just a little tiny bit.
Yeah,
so yeah, that's why I am joyful about what I get the opportunity to do every day, you know, to be able to help other people and do that. And that's my wheelhouse. I am in my happy place when I'm doing that. Mm. It's like, you know, the world is good no matter what's good. The whole building could be falling down and I'm like smiley happy and people are like, why is she so happy? Like the building just fell around and I'm like,
doo, 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 doo.
So yeah,
Train
that's
came by Paul. She just went on with the show.
You're listening to Healthy Lifestyle with Lorianne. I am Lorianne and we're going to take a quick brief break and then we're going to come back and speak more with Christine Hart and the great magical Linda Marie Paul. Healthy Lifestyle with Lorianne is brought to you by Northwell Health. Visit them online at northwell.edu. Well, welcome back to Healthy Lifestyle. I am Lorianne. If you have any questions, comments, or ideas you'd like to bring to us to bring to you, just email us at healthylifestylewithla@gmail.com. We have completely lost control here again. This seems to happen when I have my ladies around me. So Linda Marie Paul and our beautiful Christine Hart. And there's a puppy walking by. Hello.
Aww.
See what I mean, folks? I totally lost control.
He waved.
He's cute.
He is. And the puppy, too.
Ladies, focus. Focus.
That's hilarious.
All about me. Come on, all about me.
So I love how she was making fun of us about that we're from Long Island, but when she talks, it's like this. Like, can we talk?
I don't know what you're talking about. My mother would be so unhappy. They're all from New England. I'm the only New Yorker in their whole family. I didn't say New Yorker. I said New Yorker.
I don't think so.
Back to you, Christine. You're
Christine,
in a timeout.
Did you write
Linda
a
Marie.
Book? How cool are you? And you're old. Hold it up again. Oh no, you didn't.
So I have Michael in the control room doing the visual of me losing complete control and not having the steering wheel anymore. So and it's
you
true.
Missed it.
Totally.
I buy back to him.
Is it the dog back?
Totally, the dog's not back. So Christine.
I'm with you.
She's here.
I know you said you had another book in you and that you know you're gonna do the angel cards and we'll ignore Linda Marie. Maybe she'll stop giggling.
I think you can. You can try. I'll find you.
And we talked about how it felt to just, you know, get something like that that you gave birth to and out there. And it's just, it's a lovely thing. What'd your kids say? What'd they think?
Oh, they were so cute. They were very proud of me. Yeah. My daughter picked up the book and she said, it's a 2-day guided meditation. And thank God she noticed that because you look at something for so long, you miss it because the two and the one are squished. But we have since corrected that. And then she's 13 and she had a couple of her friends over and I always say to my kids, oh, I'm going to meditate now. No, thanks, Ma. I'm going to do yoga. No, thanks, Ma. Just always an invitation. So her friends left and the next day Lucy goes, my God, Ma, my friends think you're so cool. I told them that you wrote a book and I showed them your book. And then they said, she meditates. She has angel cards. So her glowing like review from her friends as I spit.
I got it.
It comes from an outside source for your kids to really embrace it sometimes.
Yeah, I always said that, especially when they're in their teenage years. I always told my boys, stranger on the street, Let me go get a stranger on the street, because you'll believe them. They'll say the exact same thing I'm going to tell you. But go ahead. Let's go grab a stranger on the street. And they're like, oh, mom, blah, blah, blah. And sure enough, you know, the stranger says, you should do blah, blah, blah. And they'll come home and go, mom, you know what? I was told I should do blah, blah, blah. And I was like, yeah, I told you that 3 weeks ago. But okay, do it now, because that stranger,
he was your
who
teacher,
knows nothing about you, just told you to do the same thing. So, but that's okay. They're supposed to do that.
Yeah.
And that's growth. And that's a good thing. And the challenge is a good thing. So, and we become smarter when they become older. So we become stupid as soon as they become teenagers. And then all of a sudden, you know, around 19, 20, they come back and go, all right, maybe you weren't so stupid.
But maybe you knew a thing or two.
Maybe. Yeah. Maybe.
And I think that anyone who thinks that they are a writer, you can't ignore it because it's never, ever going to go away. And the book by Bronnie Ware, Five Regrets of the Dying, you don't want that regret.
No, no. I've never heard anyone say to me in my profession, in my lifetime, I'm sorry, I tried. Mm-hmm. Ever, ever, ever. It's usually, I regret the fact that I didn't try it. You know, so take those leaps.
Yep.
Try it. Push yourself. Yeah. You know, take those motorcycle rides, even though you don't really know how to ride a motorcycle.
Or up a hill.
Up a hill.
6 hours away.
Go to New Hampshire.
Laconia. Yeah, that was
at a light.
Yeah, Laconia. First time
going backwards.
Yeah, first time on a motorcycle. Longest trip. Not the first time on a motorcycle, but the first time on this particular motorcycle on a very long trip. Never had done it before. Never stopped because we're on Long Island. It's pretty flat. So how do you practice? You know, stopping and starting on a hill. Kind of hard. So I learned through YouTube video. Which is crazy, but I learned it through a YouTube video, went up to Laconia, and then sure enough, stopped at a light right on a hill. I just like burst into sweat, just started sweating profusely. Thankfully, I was with a group of people who, two of them stood behind me, held cars back, and allowed me to go through it. So I'm sitting there, and I'm doing all the right things, and I'm like, I don't understand. I'm doing everything that the video said I should do, and I'm doing it, and the fork goes down in the front like it's supposed to. It's engaging, but the motorcycle's not moving until I realized I had like the foot grip of death on the brake and I needed to let that go. No. So literally I had to let go.
She was a rocket.
And all of a sudden I was a rocket. I let go. It was like, boom. And I'm like, oh, okay. That's how it works. Don't want to do that again. No. So, but yeah. And then after that, the hills didn't bother me, but the first one was, scary.
Yeah, big time.
But outside of my comfort zone on the way back from that ride, on the way up, I was learning a lot, learned how to feather, which is, you know, giving a little gas, giving a little clutch. On the way back, I was so proud of myself. You know, nobody could take it away from me. Nobody gave it to me. Mm-hmm. I earned it all myself and I did it all myself.
It was a major trip.
It was a major trip and it was brave. And I was really, really proud of myself. But I was also surrounded by a bunch of very safe people who taught me a lot of really good guidelines and really taught me how to ride a bike the right way. Yeah. So if you're going to take that leap, make sure you surround yourself with people who know what they're doing. Because they really are the ones who guided me. And through the ride up, we would pull over periodically and they'd go, so, you know, when you kind of sit back a lot and you create all that space in between the bikes, and I'm like, uh-huh. And they're like, yeah, don't do that. And I was like, well, why? And it's like, because a car can get between us and we're trying to stay together. And car drivers don't really understand how to drive with motorcycle. And
well, so I learned they're afraid, honestly, I think.
A lot of drivers are. They don't know how far back do I stay, And then you have the crazy motorcycle people who go between cars, which that is not this group. That's not this group at all. Matter of fact, a group of bikers joined us and then we kind of held back and the leader of our pack literally said hold back, and everybody held back, and we separated ourselves from the other group because they weren't alternating and they weren't following the rules of the road in our crew's estimation to be the right thing. And they were all EMS people, so my crew, you know, they've seen some really bad accidents. Sure. So safety was like top priority. So I couldn't have learned from better people. Ed was just totally amazing and scary all at the same time. He's like, don't do that. Okay. I'm sorry. What'd I do? Try to explain it again because I don't remember. You just scared me. No, it was really good. And I loved it because there was another gentleman, one of his best friends is David. And David was dating a woman named Beth. Now, my sister's name is Beth and my brother brother's name is David and my other brother's name is Ed. Oh, how dear. Freaky is that, right? So it was like the whole family was there, but they were the wrong faces. So Beth, who's dating David, is like at one of the stops. I hear her over there going, and he's like, and she's like, and I, as I get closer,
strange language.
Because I couldn't understand it. I couldn't hear.
It's a pack.
It's a pack language. We also have a different language. No, we don't. And as I got closer, she was like, you need to be nice to her. She's new. You're scaring her. Aww. And he's like, I don't mean to scare her. And she goes, but you are. And I was like, are you talking about me? And she's like, yes. And I'm like, it's okay. Thank you very much. Ed, stop scaring me. But yeah, no, it was David who was scaring me. Ed didn't scare me. But it was really good. But back to the point is just, you know, if you take that step, take that leap, get out of that comfort mm-hmm. zone. You were a little bit out of your comfort zone, but now you're so comfortable.
That you're ready to write another book.
Yeah.
Yes.
And do cards.
And it was funny. I was thinking, oh, it's going to be fun. And I'm like, oh, be careful because this poured out. It's not always going to be the same. Yeah. You don't know. Every Could experience be. Is going to be different. But I do love the ocean and I love researching things. So I think it'll be a good marriage of the two.
I think so, too. And I think I'm you should excited. Go back into a stand-up comedy because you are hysterical. Just yeah. naturally kind. Your observations are fantastic. And I love that. I mean, every time you come around, every time we talk, you always make me laugh. And it's a really good experience. And that pours out. Your kindness pours out in your book as well. The language that you use. And it's a quick read, too.
Yeah. Like this edition is like... It's wrong, but it's 85 pages. The other one is 100.
The corrected one is 100?
The corrected one is 100. And that's just spacing, really. And then my friends would be like, oh, I don't have to wear my glasses. I'm like, oh, is the font supposed to be that big? Like, I have no idea.
Yeah, I can read it from here and I don't have my glasses on. So I kind of like it. Yeah, everybody Day on six. Facebook is like, oh, I like that chapter. That was good.
And like what you say, good is good enough.
Good is good enough. You got it out there, girl. I'm right. still writing mine. I do little spurts, you know. So, but February it'll get published.
Good.
And but it takes nice. A long time. Well, yes.
It's but a whole month long.
Takes my birthday. A celebration is a whole month.
I agree.
Long.
Yes. So is mine.
Yeah, right.
100%.
See, this is what I'm talking about. Oh. As we break the studio. Hello, Mom.
It's Brian.
Seeing people on Facebook can see all this lunacy that's actually going on. Then Christine just kind of knocked into the telephone. But yeah, no, it's love, but it is challenging sometimes. But the way it came out, I mean, it's just like you wouldn't mm-hmm. stop. You mm-hmm. even said to me, I remember this, I can't stop writing. And I was like, don't.
Right.
Just keep going.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Mom, can we have dinner?
No. What, honey?
Mom, can we have dinner?
Oh, wait, they knew.
Yeah.
They were very good. The cover I'm proud of because my friend's a professional photographer and unfortunately her father had died unexpectedly. So she's like, I can't really help you right now. And she would do anything for me. In the end, she did help me. I wanted a beach scene, but I love driftwood. And I love driftwood. So I made a heart out of driftwood and my rock is from Montauk and
it's beautiful.
It's an imperfect heart to remind us that we're perfect in our imperfections. And yes. I'm like, I love that I designed it. I did send it over to her. She's like, no, it looks good. So I feel like I'm in this book, heart, soul. I just laid it out on the line and I'm proud of myself that I did it.
What's your next step for the Mindful Heart?
I really need to be speaking to people over Zoom, working with people, reminding them, like kind of like what you do, of their purpose and their value. A lot of people forget how valuable they are.
We all are. We all have value. We all bring a lot to world, and there's a purpose for us being here.
I would love to have a podcast. Like I just see myself just...
Well, you do the Facebook Live, though.
Yes.
Talk about the Facebook Live.
I love doing Facebook Lives. I just literally press play, and I'm like, let's use the angel card to guide me. I'm like, oh, okay, we're going to use this word. And then I just incorporate it into a meditation, and I really, really, really move aside, and I just allow the channeling. Whatever's supposed to be said is going to be said, and it's not from me. I'm just the vessel.
That's so beautiful.
I think that one of the many things I've learned from you, that, and I take it all the time, is when you're having a day. Mm-hmm. And you're just kind of lost your guidance. We lose ourselves sometimes and we just feel unguided. To pick up a book and just randomly open it up, put your mm-hmm. finger and whatever word is there, that's the word you need to see mm-hmm. at that particular moment. And it works every single time and it lifts me up. And that's what you love to do. You love to lift people up. You love to show them their value, that they're worthy. And just, you know, as they are, we're perfect as we are. And we need to really embrace that and go inside and accept that. Once we accept ourselves, everybody else accepts ourselves, accepts us, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You know when someone's feeling confident and they know what they're talking about, it like exudes.
Yes.
Or rather than the person who's fearful and they just can't seem to, and you cringe for them. You're like, no, you're okay. You're okay.
Yeah, that's when I usually remind people it's none of our business what anybody else thinks.
Which is a hard one.
Yeah, that's a real hard one, but it's so much nicer than the I don't care what they think.
Right.
Yeah. You know, it's none of my business what they think. So it kind of lets you off the hook.
Yeah.
That's right. Did I ask?
Of me is none of my business.
That's right. And I don't really want to hear it.
Right.
Yeah, no, it's real important to follow that passion, to follow that fire in your belly. You know, that's really important. That's where you're going to see the smiley faces. Those are the people who are following that fire. Mm-hmm. Don't you think?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're not cranky.
Yeah. So they're not cranky beyonds. So your book is available on Amazon. Mm-hmm. They can find you at mindfulheart14.
Favorite number.
Mm-hmm. At Gmail. Why is that your favorite number?
I was a soccer player and that was my number.
Oh, okay.
Yes, 14.
Mindfulheart14 at gmail.com. How else can they get in touch with you?
You can call me. 516-319-2110.
It's the dog
again.
Hello again.
That's really good. You look like a game show host.
Yeah, I did.
And if you act now, you could buy a book of hers on Amazon. That's
two
right.
Books. Four books. Buy two. And then 10 for Christmas. Everyone gets one.
Buy one, buy 10 more.
And then, you know, pricing was interesting because a couple of people in my work, they wrote books, $19.99 and $16.99. I'm like, I feel like $10 and I totally believe there's so much value in here, but I love the number one. It reminds you that we're all one, we're all connected. And I was going to do $9.99, just why not? But I go, no, $10. It just spoke to me.
Oh, the marketing people must have been going out of their minds because it's always like $9.99, $9.79, $9.89. Just never the rounded number. And I love the rounded number.
Yeah.
I
think that's beautiful. And it's very much of an angelic number as well.
Right. Yeah.
So, and that's unbelievable value for what they're getting. Mm-hmm. I mean, you're getting 21 days worth of meditation.
Yeah.
Guidance with the meditation and unbelievable. You really gave it away, but it's nice that you just want to get it out there.
Yeah.
If you had your way, you would have given it out for free, and I'm sure your publisher was like, that's not happening. So Amazon's like, free what? Free no, free no,
you don't do free.
No, no. Yeah, that, no. No, that doesn't qualify to be up here. So
and you get 10 pages for every dollar.
It's a bargain.
It is.
That's right, you actually do, right? 100 pages. That's really funny. So what would you say, and you can right now, what's the most important message you want to get out to everybody, especially during this time and what we're going through? I know we're having a great old time here, and we should. And we should have a good time every day and find the joy in the day. But what message would you give everyone?
A reminder to be non-judgmental and start with yourself first.
Yeah.
And remember that your family is the one that deserves all your love and attention, not the person that you're just meeting on the street to do a great first impression. Yes, they deserve your kindness, but the people in your home, your husband's shoes are out. You know what? He may not be here that much longer. You don't know. Move the shoes. Like, try to see past the stuff that we saw past when we first got together with friends, family. And yes, it's a nuisance that the clothes are strewn about, but can you pick them up and think, hey, that's my guy, or that's my gal, or that's my kid? And just not let the pettiness drag you down.
Yeah, yeah. Find the positive. Find the positive.
Because it does get annoying.
It does.
I'm like, squeeze out the damn sponge, you know?
How hard is it? Replace the toilet paper roll.
Lid down.
every woman listening right now says, yes!
Can't you clean the cook out of the tree?
But it's true. We don't know how much time we have.
Yeah, no, beautiful. It's true. It's true. And I think this is another gift that comes out of what we're experiencing right now is we don't know how much time we have.
Yeah.
Why waste it?
Right.
Why waste it on stupid stuff?
Right.
You know, tell the people that you love them. Hug them.
Hug them.
Keep your mask on, but hug them.
Right.
And let them know, share. And I think we do this all the time as we share all the time how we feel about each other. It's a love fest, yes, but it's a love fest because we want you to know, you know. It's nice to know. It's a nice feeling if you've positively impacted another's life. And you don't always hear it. I know that sometimes, like, I've heard, my dad was a teacher and he was superintendent of schools, and I used to travel around the country for another job that I did, and I met these people who used to be taught by him, telling me these stories about how he saved their lives. And I'm like, ooh, my dad? What? You know, and it was really beautiful to hear. So, and I would always say, pick up the phone and please tell him, because he would love that. Because sometimes you don't realize, and teachers, and I know you are, you guys are just amazing, because you touch all of these little lives, and what you're doing is just so magical. Mm-hmm. You're giving them such a gift, and you're giving all of us a gift with the book. But every day you give these children this wonderful, marvelous gift of yourself. And if we all did that every single day, wouldn't it be a beautiful world? Wouldn't
it be a beautiful world? Children get to keep you with them for the rest of their lives.
Yeah.
And they're going to share everything that you give to them with the others that surround them.
Yeah, you're helping make them the people that they're going to be. So those tools that I talked about earlier that we bring along, you're really one of those tools in their bags, and you're giving them a book to boot to sit there and go, she was my teacher.
Yeah. They're like, you're famous. I'm like, that's right. Keep it going. Get that out there.
No, I definitely see it. I definitely see the vision. You're absolutely going to be out there. You're absolutely going to be on stage. You're absolutely going to be speaking. I know in my project that we're working on, you're absolutely going to be there for us with that, and I appreciate that in advance, now that we just hooked her in. The contribution.
And over at the Crescent Beach Club too, so you'll send me a little something, this way we can offer to our corporate events when they come, and there'll be a presenter, or you know, it can't just all be about work. This is beautiful to bring this into them, to help everyone change their mindset.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. Mindset changing is really important. We do it every day.
Yeah.
So, and love what we do, and there's plenty of room for all of us.
Yeah.
Plenty of room for all of us. We need like millions more of us.
Right.
So, yeah, it's a really good thing. Christine, I love having you on.
Thank you. So we love you both.
You're going to come back for the November pasta party?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's good. Linda Marie, thank you. Always, you bring such joy and energy everywhere you come. Love your little giggle and laugh. And I think maybe.
Contagious.
I think just maybe I might.
Are we going to be on time?
I think maybe I might have control back, but I'm starting to lose it again. Thank you again for being on the show. And thank you all for joining us today on Healthy Lifestyle with Lorianne. I am Lorianne, and my heart is lifted by sharing this time with you. You know, your time is so limited, and your time with us is your gift to me. And I really appreciate you and that you share your time with us. Again, I remind you, please, we're here to serve one another. Step out of your day. Do a little something for someone. Hold a door. Give them a smile. It doesn't have to be a lot and doesn't have to cost you any money. Michael, thank you for always being the great and wonderful producer that you are.
Good my job, pleasure.
Michael. And you're going to join us on Pasta Party, right?
Oh, you know it.
Yeah.
So I'm there.
Who's going to Italy?
He's going to taste test. We're all going to Italy, apparently. So we'll talk about that another time. But remember, it takes 21 days to build a habit and 90 days to build a lifestyle. So find something that you'll make a habit. Maybe it'll be this meditation book.
Yes,
21 Days to Meditation. And that's, they can't see it on the radio, but really pretty. It's a Mindful Heart. Look for it on Amazon.com. Thank you again for joining us on Healthy Lifestyle. Oh, dear God. I'm Lorianne Castia. Play a higher role. Serve a higher purpose. Show up for you and show up big. Oh, for God's sakes, both of you.
The views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of this station, JVC Broadcasting, management, or its sponsors.